Blog Talk Radio.
Be sure to call into 773-897-6461. I'm Linda Irwin here with Dan Drake Vaki, Animal Totem Missing Person Dancer, Poetess Extraordinaire, and Lynn Bleasdale. She's your medium and operator to the other side. You want a name, you want a number, she's sure to connect you for sure. And we're having a magic of Christmas month, that's right. And what does that mean for you? It means prizes. That's right, over $500 worth of prizes. All you have to do is go to either our group on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics, and look at the caricatures in the photograph section. Write a paragraph or two about what story they tell you when you look at them, because all of our family is in the wild fantasy caricatures. Or you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, click the Magic of Christmas link, and look us over in there. Use the Contact Us link on the left side of the main page and fill in all of your information and kind of include your story about us there. Either place is great, and we look forward to having you. Also, be sure to schedule those personal one-on-one readings through psychicsgonewild.com. Well, let's start out with saying hello to Lynn first. How are you, girl?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
And how about you, Jan?
I'm doing good, too. Sure am.
You've got a poem, and I've got sort of a parody song, so I'll let you go with the poem first.
Okay. Sounds good. This is called Christmas Star Poem, and it goes, I wish upon a star, looking into the sky so far. I love to see the stars light up so brilliantly, They sparkle and glow, a radiance that touch deep inside my heart. I think they must know I am looking at them, even though I am so far away, so far apart. I wonder if people are doing the same thing on that star I see so high up in the sky, looking down on us and wondering if we are real or a lie. I choose to think they know we are here too, as they might celebrate Christmas on a day like we do. We are star cousins, star bright, star sisters and brothers, stardust and starlight. The miracle and celebration of Christmas lights up our whole earth. This must shine into the atmosphere, messages to the stars and planets, a wave of friendship and love. And for us, a new beginning and rebirth. I wish upon a star, looking into the sky so far. Merry Christmas to all of us here and the others who may be seen from afar and who may be very near. And that's it.
Oh, you know, I've wondered that myself. Are they looking back at me while I'm looking at them, even though we can't actually see each other?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they are. They are.
I think they
are,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Well, a little while back, Lori Connell wrote, or had me write a song. She came up with an idea for a parody on a Lou Reed song. And I thought I'd try to do that. I'm not the world's best singer, but I thought it'd be kind of cute to give it a go. What do you guys say?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll start out with a little do, 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 Jethro Smith on the line.
Do,
do, do,
the whole team doing fine.
Do, 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 do.
Listen up and listen in, because they got prizes you can win. Say, hey, babe, have a Psychic's Gone Wild night. I said, hey, sugar, have a Psychic's Gone Wild night. Pick up the phone, you can stay home, tune that dial and stay all the while. And hey, babe, have a Psychic's Gone Wild night. And the callers go, do, 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 do. What should I do? And that's it.
That was wonderful.
That was great, Linda.
I don't think we should quit our day jobs just yet.
No, definitely not.
That was wonderful, though. Oh, my.
Well, I have a little story to tell after our first caller, but I thought first we could get a little bit of Christmas magic from Lynn.
Okay, well, I've got two things going here. I've got more of those little Christmas ghost stories. And the
cool.
Other thing I pulled up was parallel celebrations like other groups and whatnot and the things they celebrate around the Christmas season. So what do we want to hear?
Let's do a Christmas ghost story. Those things intrigue me.
Yeah, they're fun, eh? All right. Now, oh, I love this one. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. On Christmas night, 1978, at about 3 o'clock a.m. in Klamath Falls, Oregon, I was suddenly aware and awakened by a choir singing. The house was new construction, miles from the nearest church. I strained to hear any words that I could understand or a tune I could identify, but I could not understand the language or the tune. I did get a feeling of angelic exaltation, reverence, and gladness of heart. This was truly a heavenly choir lifting their voices on high, singing Hosanna in the highest in an unknown tongue without accompaniment or instruments. I examined the television. It was turned off, as was the radio. I explored outside, but singing was not heard outdoors. The way the countless male, female, and children's voices entwined together, the tonals going from operatic highs to the deepest bass voices in perfect harmony, it must have lasted about 10 minutes, but it was touching for an eternity.
Oh.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And you can almost imagine what that sounded like. I've heard stuff in the astral that sounds a lot like that. It's,
wow.
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
Well, can you imagine just how much energy and effort it must have taken for them to get together and do that?
Absolutely. What a gift.
I know. They must have practiced for a long time in our sense of time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, that's a beautiful, beautiful gift. I hope everyone gets a little Christmas present like that.
Yeah, I did recently, a few weeks ago. I got one from
my
cousin Karen like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Music, you mean?
Yes. It sounded like a cross between a video game or a ringtone, and it lasted for about 10 seconds. I was sitting here working on the computer, and I was writing to my cousin Malia, which is Karen's sister, on Facebook at the time, and all of a sudden I heard something. I had my headphones off. I picked them up. Wasn't coming from there. I set them down. It was coming from the right of me. And the only thing I could think, it had to be Karen and possibly their mother Mary, both on the other side.
Oh.
Yeah, that was something else.
Very, very
neat.
Not
I know.
Surprised, though, Linda. You've got quite a gathering in your place most of the time. But it's great
well,
that they're
true.
Yeah, they're singing to you now. That's wonderful.
Yeah. What's really synchronous about it is my cousin just posted today a memorial thing to remember Karen by. So,
wow.
Very synchronous.
Yeah. Well, that's your connection, right? She was letting you know. Yep.
Oh, for sure.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, do you have a magical story you want to share with us? Be sure to call into 773-897-6461 and share your story. But we'll start now with the caller. Hi, area code 972. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. Long time no hear.
Hi. I don't have a story.
Hey.
I have a question about this gentleman. His name is Carlin. That's C-A-R-L-I-N. And I was trying to see, do you see us eventually being in a committed relationship?
Okay, let me get my cards going here. Okay, I see the card for you. I also see, now is Carlin older than you? Because the one that's right next to you in my layout here shows a slightly older man.
No, he's 3 years younger.
Okay. All right, because the one on the other side is actually younger than you, but seems to have a little bit of an ego problem. I don't know if either of those relate to Carlin. But it seems to me that if it's not going the way you want, they're telling me that you should keep your options open. So they're showing me two other possibilities you could have. One would be a little bit more work, but it would be up to you. But I don't know. Let's see what Jan and Lynn have.
Okay.
Jan?
Hi.
Hi.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
LaShondra.
LaShondra, that's right. Okay, there's two fish that came to mind here. And let's see, one is the shark and one is the dolphin. So let's see what the shark says real fast.
Okay.
I haven't seen the shark too often, so that's kind of neat. You're especially sensitive right now, so be careful what environments and situations you expose yourself to. Allow yourself to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck in any one feeling.
Okay.
You're very well protected and can ward off any threats or negativity or any psychic attacks. And also notice how your mood shifts depending on what you've eaten. Maintain your physical and emotional equilibrium. So that's really cool. And before we go right to Lynn, I want to just go over to the dolphin to see if what that says. Did any of that?
Yes. Lately, I've been like really emotional.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've just been picking up on, you know, a lot of, you know, basically my intuition has really been keen.
Right. That's good then to, that you notice that too. That's really cool that you're noticing. And then the dolphin says take a few minutes every day to meditate. while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and that can help you tremendously. I do meditation every day, and it helps my emotions so much. And it says, smile more as much as you can, and try doing deep breathing exercises, basically, and think more positively and lovingly towards yourself and towards any person that you may be having any kind of issues with in any way. And then it says that you are highly intuitive and psychic and telepathic. So those are very nice things, and you have a lot of empathy and compassion for others, and people like to come to you for advice and counsel. So those are really nice things. Is how that relates to being with your man or being with the relationship. I know that's what you were asked about. I think that just goes right along with all of it, being a communicator and being able to communicate well, and but also trying to keep yourself in a good place too. That's what I think they're both saying, is just try to watch how you're feeling and what your innermost self is going through. You know what I mean? To try to keep yourself in a good place. So I think I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Sure.
No, thank you. Thanks, Jan. Lynn?
Hi. Hi, LaShonda.
Hi.
I hope this isn't like, I don't think this is what you wanted to hear, but I got for you, don't wait too long. Don't push it, but don't wait too long. If he isn't responding to you the way you'd like, expand your horizons. Don't clutter your emotional space.
Okay.
Sometimes you just can't. You can't control other people, but in this case, you control yourself. And if he's not the one for you, then it's better to know that and keep going, because you're clearing the space for the one who will be right for you. I drew an image here, and it's a heart. But it's got a long, long tail on it, like a kite or a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're holding on to that, but the heart's really far away. It's tethered to you, but not close. It's not close. It's like far away. It's on a string, and it's bobbing away from you. I also got a name. I'm not sure if it's Devlin or Devon, and I got the number 13 with that. And I believe that was refers to the age of someone on the other side. I don't know if you lost a younger male on the other side, but there's a Devon. I'm not sure if it's Devlin or Devon, but anyway, that name came through for you. Okay, and, you know, even if he's not, like, the right one, there is a right one for you, and if you get together with the wrong guy, you're not going to be able to meet the right one, so don't push it and don't wait too long, hon. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope that helped you.
It does.
Okay. Most of all,
take care
of your intuition.
You too.
Yeah.
And happy holidays to you. Okay.
You hope for good news, but you got to say it like it comes in, eh?
I know. Well, I think they do try to prepare us, the spirits, the guides, even the star beings. They do try to prepare us if they can see something that might cause problems for us or make us divert from our happiness.
Yeah.
So, just want us to be aware. It's not carved in stone. Things can change.
Right.
But
they
just want us to be aware.
Yep.
Well, Jan, share another one of those wonderful poems. By the way, we're giving her poems away tonight to one lucky winner. All you have to do is go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, put in on the Contact Us link, I want some of Jan's poetry. I'm a Jan fan, or at least words to that effect. And they just might draw your name to win some of her wonderful poems. So do that now before you forget. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
Okay. That's nice. Thanks, Linda. The poems I have sent out are Christmas poems. But this one is kind of a poem that goes with all holidays, and it's called a fairy poem. I like to think light and airy. I guess I want to be a fairy, flying low and high and through the air, sprinkling fairy dust to all who were there. Magical wonderment with prayers answered and more is what a fairy can do for others as they sing and giggle with galore. I like to feel free to laugh and let my wings flitter. I want to be a jolly fairy with hands full of glitter, to sprinkle it with fairy dust too. Isn't that what fairies do? Leaving a trail of sparkling colors in the air, flying so joyously without any glare, they twinkle with joy and playing jokes all in one day to help people and animals in whatever they may. I want to be a fairy to come out and play. And that's it.
Aww. If you think about it, if you open some of your Christmas cards and you pull them out and you see a little bit of glitter, how do we know that's not fairy dust, right, Jan?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Lynn, let's hear some more stories.
All righty. I've got this one called A Christmas Phone Call from Heaven.
Okay.
My mother passed away 3 years ago. We were very close, and I miss her daily. Last Christmas evening, I went to bed and woke up to the phone ringing. I answered it, and a voice that was very, very familiar to me said, "Hello there." It was my mother's voice. The line had a static noise, and it sounded to cut in and out. Oh, I guess that's, it seemed to cut in and out, I think she meant to write. I said, "This can't be you, Mom, you're dead." She said, "Oh, come on now." She sounded a bit agitated, and then we were cut off. My 16-year-old daughter was sleeping in the next room and also heard the phone ring. So I know it was my mother's voice. She has a Norwegian accent, and it was definitely her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a true story?
Well, I think so. There, people write these in. It's a website called About Entertainment, and the page is called The Ghosts of Christmas. And they're all different people have written their stories in. I believe them. I mean,
oh, I love that.
I do too.
Yeah, we've all had that.
Love it.
Yeah.
I know. That's so cool.
Well, the electrical phenomenon are very, you know, I guess because the electromagnetic force of the spirit is easy to manipulate, like the light sometimes that we can get to flicker and whatnot, you know? So, yeah, I think it might be an easy way for them to connect with, like, phones or you know, wiring, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, almost a
or
short
computers.
Time. Oh, yeah.
So computers, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. I have a computer story. And it's true, and it happened today. I was trying to type a comment in, and I went, there was actually a picture that I'd taken, Steve Pierce's baby picture, and typed a caption on the, and it said, "What, you guys," or "Hello," or something to that effect, but it was kind of a surprise.
Where are you guys from? Yeah.
But anyway, I went to type, I put this caption, and the A wouldn't come out on the caption. It went C-P-T-I-O-N. And I backed it up, tried it again. I thought, why can't I get the A to type? So I backed everything out, and I tried typing. I wrote these words. Only the S in words wouldn't come out. It was just word, period. So I backed it all out, and I thought, how can I say this without the letters A and S? And I typed it again. I wrote this line, and then I left. And then I tried typing other comments in other places. No lowercase A, no lowercase S. By now, I feel like John Bantner, my friend on the other side, who had quite a rowdy sense of humor. He used a lot of language, if you know what I mean. Was laughing at me because I was missing my A, S. So anyway, I'm running around looking all over, trying to get an answer to it that I don't have to call Dell and spend the $39 for the call or whatever. And it did resolve itself. But you should have seen me. I mean, first I tried using the capital A and the S, and that didn't look right. And then I used the at sign for the A and the dollar sign for the S, and that looked even weirder. I looked like one of those, you know, kids that's texting something, doing it in elite language or whatever they use for texting. And all this time I could feel John Bantner laughing at me, laughing my A-S off. But it fixed itself, and it's a miracle. Whatever it was that caused that, I must have remapped something on my keyboard or
set up some sort of a hotkey from what I was able to find out. He fixed it for me, but not before he laughed
cool.
at me.
Oh,
that's good. That's neat. Yeah, I know for
Love
sure
it.
They come in. They definitely go into the computers. I've had quite a few experiences, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them are tech-challenged, just like us on Earth.
Well, Lynn, you recently had some problems, too, with yours, didn't you? Wasn't it a brownie, you believe?
Oh, I'm not sure, but a woman I did an art show with recently, you could feel the energy around her. And every time we took pictures of her booth, there were energies in the pictures. And she told me, and she's a woman who claims she has elementals around her. And I kind of don't know about that, but I think they're real. I had a box of, she makes creams and whatnot, and I had a box of jars and things to give her to use, and went back to my house. Couldn't remember where I'd left the box, and I felt the energy that had come with her had followed me to my house and led me literally into this back knee wall, and there was the box. I don't know how it got there, but I was led to it. This little dude, she said it was a brownie. I have to check this out. We need to get a guest on who knows a lot about these. But anyway, she said it was a brownie. The energy was there, and it showed me this box. And I told her, and she said, oh, yeah, he follows you around. And it did. And for about 3 days after, things were missing, and like apportation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things went missing, and then right back where you left them. And there was all sorts of prankish energy around. Not mean, but like, ha-ha, you know, like, just laughing, trying to, I don't know if it was trying to be funny, but
I know.
To, yeah, anyway, I have a whole new respect for the fairy world and elementals, and I'm ready to believe,
I know they do it. I know
mm-hmm.
they do it.
Absolutely.
I think I told you about my jewelry once, but one time I was in the kitchen, and I was just right there in the kitchen, looking at my mangoes. Because I eat a lot, and I'm not supposed to eat mangoes, by the way, but that's my treat, because they're too high in sugar. Too high in sugar. But one went up in the air and then came right down. And I go, that can't be real. Did I just see that? And I did.
Oh, yeah.
I started laughing. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I know it was one of the...
Maybe a juggler.
Oh, could be, eh? Oh, that's funny.
It just cracks me up to hear about them.
Yeah. Well, we must explore this topic further, I think, eh?
I agree.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If anyone has any elemental stories to share on the Psychics Gone Wild page, please do. That's quite fascinating. Wow.
Yeah.
Keep your mind open. Yeah.
For sure. Well, let's take another caller. This is, I believe, a Skype caller, 111. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name
Hi.
Is Tricia.
Tricia?
Yes. Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hi. What can we do for you?
I'd like to... Oh, boy. One, I'd like to just really find out, I feel that something is just really, you know, thick and dense and just really in my way. I don't know if it's something in the past that's hindering me and that I need to clear, and I don't know how to clear it.
Okay. If you could,
and then
take
also
a...
I am... I'm
I was
sorry.
Just going to say, if you go back to around 93, 94, 95, can you identify something in there that's been causing you a lot of problems now?
Sheesh. Oh, boy. I really have to really work and figure
somewhere
out
around that era.
1993, 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was here. Wait a minute. No. I was here where I'm at currently in Cleveland, Ohio. And
okay,
it was really
and there's two women involved with very strong, dominant personalities.
Yeah, yeah. One of them would have been my aunt, and maybe the other my mother, who's now deceased.
Yeah, because I'm showing one to the left and one to the right, so one has moved on and one is still here. Excuse me. But it would appear to me that that is probably what's playing on your subconscious, whatever the situation was, something that maybe shaped things to where you're dealing with now. And I would go back to that and try to, in your mind, fix it to be an outcome that you wanted it to be, because I feel like something didn't go the way as planned. And then from there, you can move forward.
Yeah, it was just... I just helping my aunt, and I mean, she just really is just being difficult and nasty and mean spirited, and I mean, that's who she is, period.
Mm-hmm.
And a manipulator, and and I don't deal with her at all, so because that's why I'm back here in Cleveland. Long story short, she claims she wanted my help, and she just continue to be the person that she was. I just got momentarily distracted by that. So I don't deal with her, and I've just, cut her out of my life. It's just that simple. You know, because it's just too much negativity and heaviness.
Well, it just seems to me that there was a lesson that you need to find in all of that and to be stronger because of it, to know that you didn't really do anything wrong. But let's see what Jan has.
Okay.
Hi. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay. I saw a parrot right away for you.
A parrot?
And so, says, be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent. Stay clear of any gossip. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you ideas for new growth or a new direction for yourself. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. If you have felt rather depressed for a while, and you need some relief from your mood, it says you may have been depressed and you need relief from a depressive mood, but try to be more effective in your communication and in your listening. You may have been too agreeable and easy and want to be a little more discerning now and a little more careful about what you agree to. That sounds like maybe that's what you're trying to do now with your aunt, not let her push you over and stuff. And it says that you are easygoing and have a good temperament, and you're very diplomatic. So you are a good person to deal with in talking with people, it sounds like. It sounds like you have the ability to deal with her, you know what I mean? But it sounds that like maybe you need to... continue to be tactful and diplomatic with her and stay quick, not take it in so much if you possibly can. Be very discerning about how you talk to her and stuff and not take it into heart so much if you can. You have to protect yourself with family members sometimes, and ones that are volatile, you know what I mean? And
I don't deal with her. I mean, I cut off
at all.
Yeah, I cut her out of my life. It's just that simple.
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And it's
thanks.
It's just
thanks, Dan.
For
let's
myself,
see what Lynn has.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
I'm feeling some really heavy energy from you, and I'm sorry you're going through this. The first thing I wrote down was the name Alan. and the number 52. Okay, and then I drew a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know an Alan.
Okay, well, it may not be somebody you know on incarnate. It may be someone on the other side. But anyway, keep a note of that and just see what you can make of it.
Okay.
Number 52, I think, refers to an age. And then I drew a little window with a mullion in the middle like a cross. And then I wrote in brackets, religion. Is there a religious, some kind of religious thing going on that you're feeling pressured by people? Okay. And then the advice came from spirit. Let it flow around you, not through you. Okay. And in order to do that, you need to work on your own energy field. You need to, this is the white light protection you need. And you push the negativity away from you and surround yourself with something that will keep that energy flowing around you, right? Like a rock in the water, right? The water doesn't go through the rock. It goes around it, you know, and the rock stays steady. And that's where you need to bring yourself to push that negativity away from the inside. I'd like you to, if you can, go online and look up the Violet Flame Meditation. It's a really good one, and it's kind of like for getting the garbage, the negativity out. And it's a really good little meditation. Because no guilt, hon. Okay, I know that you have to cut people off sometimes in order to protect yourself. And it's like first aid. You cannot let yourself be pulled under by the person who's in trouble, right? Even though you want to save them, you can't. So what you did was the right thing for you. So no guilt. Because otherwise, if you don't do that, your light starts going out. And boy, without your light, you can't see where you're going. And I'd like you to also look up a book. It's an old one, and it's by Wayne Dyer, and it's called Your Sacred Self. And I think you'd do very well to have a good old read of that, because it's an awesome book, and it's a really good one for helping to strengthen yourself from the inside out.
All right.
Okay, and... You are loved, Patricia. Okay, no matter what.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, love.
Take care,
Patricia. Thank you, and happy holidays to you all, or, you know, happy
you
winter
too.
Fest, or whatever
happy,
you all
happy, wonderful
happy
days.
Happy, joy. Yeah, just be happy, as happy as you can.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Thank
yeah.
you very much.
All right, dear.
Thank you. All right, Jan, would you be so kind as to share another one of your wonderful poems? And we are giving those away tonight, beautifully printed at that. Keepsake poems, you can put them in a book. All you have to do is go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and fill out the Contact Us link and say, I want to win Jan's poems. I want to win Jan's poems, or something to that effect. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. Well, this is about a loss, and sometimes Christmas is hard, you know, when you've had a loss and going through Christmas without that person. So anyway, this is called A New Song, and it says, a loss is hard to recover, and bringing oneself to a new life to discover, starting again, continuing along, a door opens and life is a new song. Be gentle and kind to yourself as your new life begins. Allow yourself as much time as it takes. Rushing never wins. Time passes by and the pain is less, yet still there are days that the tears will flood and you will feel like a mess. Not a day goes by that you don't miss your dear ones that have crossed, but you also know they are alive and well and missing you. They are not lost. It's a new life and a new day, and you are always among your beloved family and friends in spirit as they are with you, while you create your life's new song. And that's
aww.
It.
Aww. That's so
that's
beautiful
lovely.
And so true.
Yeah.
You said it right there. You did. If anyone missed any part of this show, including that wonderful poem she just read, be sure to listen to us in the on-demand section. And follow us here on Blog Talk. Click the follow button up at the top of the episode there. Get all of the information for all of the upcoming episodes right to your email inbox. Lynn, what do you have to share?
Well, I've got another ghost story if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This one's called The Lost Ghost. Around Christmas time, 2001, I had a few weird experiences involving a spirit that must still live in our house. One of the past owners, a lady, had died in our house. Around Christmas time, I felt the presence more and more and a lot stronger than most of the time. One night, I decided to draw whatever my hand felt like drawing. I drew a bottle with ribbons exploding out of it, then a yacht, and then it felt like someone was moving my hand for me. My hand drew a circular shape that looked like a peach. My hand lifted and dropped and made a mark inside the circle, lifted again, made a weird curve, and then another dot. I regained full control over my hand again and looked at what I had drawn, a weird smiley face. I told my mom about it, and she said to try it again the next night, so I did. I was painting some landscapes in watercolors when I felt the presence again. My mom had said that she thought her name was Faye, so that name was stuck in my mind. I asked, "What is your name?" and I let my hand be controlled. I wrote what looked like the name Faye. I asked what the last name was. I wrote, this is confusing. I wrote something that looked like Edith. This was all confusing. Oh, I was right. I asked why it was here, and the reply looked like, "I'm lost." I asked why it was here with me, and the reply looked kind of like Cresby. But it was still very hard to read. I asked, "What?" The answer cleared up a bit, but still not a real word. I asked again, and the final reply came what looked like Krusty. I'm still puzzled, but the spirit may have meant that the house was crusty since it is falling to bits in some areas. Later on, my mom confirmed that the lady's name was Edith Fay. This freaked me out big time, and I still felt the presence strongly for a while until a few days after Christmas. So, yeah, visitations.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Watch out for crusty houses.
Crusty houses, yeah. Sometimes you get things you can't figure out what it means, but, well, like the cabbages thing, right? The name Bend last week, a friend of ours got a phone call from Bend, Oregon, and around that time I had gotten the name Bend in my mind, and I looked it up, and it's a pretty nice little spot in Oregon, but I guess it was the time she was calling that place, but I had no idea what Bend was supposed to mean. That was pretty funny. I'm glad it wasn't an order.
I know. No public transportation to speak of there, so not really a good place to go
but
if you have no way to get around. But
yeah, but the nature. Oh, wow. It's a lovely spot. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's... I think that's all the Christmas stories I've got on this page.
Okay.
They're neat. Yeah.
They are. Well,
yeah.
How about...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, carry on. Carry on.
I always carry on.
I
get in trouble
do.
For doing that.
Oh, it's all right. We love you.
Just going to remind people, too, about all of our other wonderful sponsors. We've got wild111.com. You could go there to learn how to make your own soaps out of very beautiful, aromatic, fragrant healing ingredients, recipes and videos, as well as all of the supplies you need. Are you curious about metaphysical and paranormal things as well as psychics? Do you need videos instructing you on how to conduct an investigation? Go to psychicsstore.com, psychicsstore.com, and also the Astrology and Psychic Store, bluemoonnow.net. Every aspect of astrology you could imagine, all you have to do is check out their videos and the books they have available there. And this month, part of our Christmas prizes are from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. Beautiful jewelry. They've given away quite a bit so far since August. And we look forward to what they have for Christmas. And you can find them at www.jethrosmith.net. Click on the Metaphysical Shop. Also, be sure to get Jethro's newest book. If you haven't already got Living in the Psychic Realm, get that one too. But be sure to get Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, How to Enhance Your Intuition, available at www.jethrosmith.net and amazon.com. All right, shall we take another caller?
Great. Yeah, let's
go.
Area code 443, you're on Psychic Stone Wild.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Great. Who are we talking to?
Thank you for taking my call. My name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Great.
Pretty good. Do you have a story to share with us?
I have a story. Let's see. I don't know what type of story.
Oh, anything magical as far as spiritual, metaphysical, and maybe dealing with Christmas, but not necessarily?
Let's see. Anything magical. Well, I don't really have a story, but I did get married in July of 2014.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. I really don't have any stories, but that's one thing I could say. But,
well, you're going to have your first Christmas with them, huh?
Yes, I am. And I guess that was the story. Yeah, my first Christmas with my husband. Yep.
Yep.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
We met in April 2014, and we got married in July of 2014.
Oh.
Great.
Wow. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have a question. I don't know if you guys can do this. I am very, very curious what my 2015 is going to be like, since I got married this year, and I just want to see what the, you know, it was a good year, actually, for me. So I want to see what 2015 is going to be like for me.
Okay, well, I'm seeing that you've got either some work resistance or somebody
mm-hmm.
that you know that's not necessarily family, but that they're giving you a little bit of resistance, and it could be you or your husband, but that's
mm-hmm.
going to be overcome by your gift of intuition and communication. And I also see right. that you are going to be in a very peaceful place as time progresses, both of you.
Okay.
Jan?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Nicole.
Nicole. I saw a young boy and a young girl together
mm-hmm.
the whole
mm-hmm.
time you were talking, and then you said that
mm-hmm.
you and your husband had just gotten married, so I know that was
yes.
you.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I see a lot of birds, and I also
okay.
see a bunny rabbit, and
uh-huh.
but the first animal that I saw was a little dog, little just like a little kind of terrier type dog. And
okay.
so I'm just going to go to the dog and see. We could go to the bunny or the birds, but the first one, I'm just going to go with that first one, because that's kind of neat
okay.
to see what the first one says. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going
mm-hmm.
on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain.
That's funny. I'm sorry to cut you off. That's funny
okay.
to say volunteer. That's funny saying volunteer, because I'm volunteer the first of the year at my church doing office work.
Really? Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
well,
that's
probably
you said that.
That's why the dog came in first, I bet, because that's what you're meant to do. Good for
yep.
you too. What a nice thing for you to do.
Yeah.
And then, awesome. Okay. Well, then it says, remain determined and resolute even if you face any negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, give your loyalty to those you love and cherish.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And then basically it just says you're very loyal to your friends, work, and community. And
mm-hmm.
you do your best when you work where you can serve humanity, which is
mm-hmm.
really neat, because you'll be doing that for the church. And
mm-hmm.
You're the quickest one to respond when somebody needs something.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah. Awesome.
I agree with that, because, you know, what sign I am, too. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a Leo. So that loyalty
wow.
thing falls really into that category. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The generous loyalty, being a Leo and everything.
Right. That's
and,
right.
I'm
they
more,
are
and
very much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my birthday's July 23rd, and I got married on July 23rd. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Double holiday.
Well, I just turned 30. I just turned 30 years old on July 23rd. So I figured we'd do something special on that day, on my birthday, was, you know, celebrate my 30th birthday. I got married to my husband that day.
Before I turn your overall in, I have to ask you, are you planning to have children?
Yeah, actually I am, yes.
Because I have to tell you, Leos are very good with kids.
Yeah, I got diagnosed with infertility. I was 20 years old. I'm like, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't really know.
Well, even adoption is a possibility, but I was just noticing you said you were Leo, and I happen to know that Leo is one of the strongest signs as being a positive influence on children.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I agree with you, because I absolutely love children. I'm good with kids. I've worked in daycares. I've worked in a babysat for my relatives and other people, and I actually love kids. And it was heartbroken when the doctor told me about, I guess, about 10 years or so ago that I couldn't have kids.
Well, we're hoping for a Christmas miracle that reverses, but if it doesn't, there's always adoption.
That's my next question. Since I'm married now, do you guys see me having kids? I mean, you said you saw a boy and a girl, so.
How about you, Lynn? What are you picking up?
I was just going to raise my hand and go, ooh, pick me. Okay, Nicole, the first image I had for you was you standing in a garden.
Okay.
And it's more of a metaphor. Your life is like this garden you're growing, and everything you do is another section of it that's coming up. You're growing your life like a garden. It's a really pretty image. I like it. And then the next thing I wrote was baby, big question mark. And the question mark is all filigree and stuff like that. It's a very pretty little question mark.
Okay.
And then I wrote down November.
Oh, November.
Wow.
November next year?
Don't know. I just wrote down November. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I wish I could get more, but, like, they give it to me, and I don't.
Yeah, because, like, I just turned 30, and it's like, you know, like, I have no children right now, and I just turned 30, and it's like, I'm good to that point now. It's like, I want it.
Well, you know, as Linda says, like, adoption can be a glorious gift. A friend of mine's got two adopted little girls. They're full sisters, and it's just the joy of her life. It doesn't matter. You're a mom, you're a dad. It doesn't matter where they come from if you love them.
I even asked God. I even prayed God for kids, for children, and everything like that.
Yeah, well, you know, put the application in, because you guys would be, it sounds like you'd be beautiful, and children in your garden would be wonderful.
I would think so, too.
And regards this, there's an energy that calls itself, himself, well, maybe it's a girl, but anyway, the name Terry, and the message
Terry.
Is, keep your chin up, and there's a great big heart from Terry. I don't know if it's a woman or a man, but the message is, keep your chin up.
Is Terry on the other side, or is Terry on the earth?
No, I think Terry's on the other side.
Okay, is Terry one? Are you guys believe in incarnation, right, or reincarnation?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Is Terry one of the children that's going to be mine?
Oh,
or?
I don't know, but what like if the fact that you're actually thinking this you could be onto something. It could be, who knows? I mean, it could be a soul waiting to be born saying, keep your chin up, I'm coming. But but just to recap, the question was baby, and a very ornate question mark. Like, I'm not sure why that's important, but it looks like it's wrought iron, and it's very beautiful. You could put that question mark on your wall as a decoration. And then after that, November. And then Terry, keep your chin up.
So I'm just thinking to myself, is Terry a reincarnation from the earth before coming back in this world, becoming my child?
I don't know, Linda. I wish I could tell you.
Putting the pieces together.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Meditate on it, because just like you'll get answers too. Like everybody can receive this energy, you know.
Right.
So do a meditation and ask about what you've received here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I just have one more thing to add.
Oh, me too. I do too after
you,
Linda.
Yes, Nicole. One of the things that I was told, I was actually, they played this out for me, is oftentimes, I guess more often than we realize, once you begin the adoption process because you think you can't have kids, that's when you're likely to get pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah,
not saying that's what's
going to
happen, but that's what they were showing me.
That's neat.
Well, like I said, like Tara could be from another, you know, from this world before, and then coming back in this world again, and probably be born in November. Or it could be the opposite way, conceived in November, and it, I don't know. That's why I said, I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be conceived or it's going to be born that day or November.
Well, see what the name Terry means for you. Like, is it a name you would give a kid or?
No, actually, no. If it was a boy, my husband wants to name it after him. And then I have another name named Adrian. If it's a girl, I name her Adriana.
Yeah. Well, I have no idea who Terry is, but Terry says keep your chin up, so I'm passing that along. And
tell Terry I said thank you.
They know.
And also, I saw a rabbit for you, Nicole, and the rabbit says you want to have a baby, but there have been some challenges as you've strived to do so. A great opportunity comes your way. Take advantage of it as soon as you can. So it may be a good possibility here. At least it's in your energy. You know what I mean? And the bunny rabbit's coming through to let you know there's a possibility of this.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe get a second opinion medically. You know, go to somebody else and just see what they say, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe something.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Bless you, Nicole.
Bless you.
Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Yeah. Let us know if anything happens. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Oh, I said let us know if anything great happens for you.
Okay. All right. I will. Thank you.
Give us a shout. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dan, we have time for one more of your wonderful poems.
Okay. Here we go. I'm trying to figure out which one. I think I want to do this one, and it's a really goofy one, and it's called Cosmic Rhyme. It's just kind of silly. Don't let planet depression take away your expression. Go to planet escape. Oops, not there. There was a sour grape. How about planet happy? No, you still feel crappy. Then go to planet poem. Now there you can roam. What about planet food? That will get you in the mood. But the best for me is planet dance. That's where you can always have a chance. Don't even bother with planet mean or planet, or wait a second. Don't even bother with planet mean. Just skip that one and come over to planet unseen. It will be the best time, a place of fun, love, learning, and a place to make a cosmic rhyme. And that's the end of that.
That's
fun. I love it. We've got about a minute and a half left, but I'm going to bring Lori on real quick here. Hi, Lori.
Okay. Hi.
Lori.
Hey, Lori. Hi. Do you have time to give me a quick general reading for 2015?
Okay. Whoa. I pretty much got the same as the first reader. But there's something to do with an older male who's very centered and a younger male who needs a little bit of help with this ego, and that you're the one that can take care of that.
Absolutely.
You know what that
is,
I am
the queen here. Oh, goodness. I like that.
Yeah, we only have an hour show tonight. Jethro scheduled for an hour.
Okay.
So. But I just thought you want to say hello and...
Hello and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for the idea for the charity thing tonight. I had fun with that.
I got a thing for Lori. Have I got time?
Go for it.
A scene from It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets her wings. I think you're going to get your wings this year, Lori. On Earth.
Good.
Not, I don't mean you're going to leave us or anything, but I think you're going to be finding yourself be winged.
yeah.
flying higher than you have before. Okay.
Oh, I'm feeling that now.
Yep.
Yes, I am. So many opportunities have come along. All right. Well, we got 10 seconds. You can find Lori, Jan, Lynn, and everyone over at www.psychicsgonewild.com. Tomorrow night, Jethro and Dina. So be sure to stay tuned and stay wild. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.